This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
For internet and phone customers in Chicago, L.A., Phoenix, Dallas, Seattle, Denver, Albuquerque, Boise, parts of Montana, Minnesota, all without CenturyLink service. They say outages have left some people unable to even call 911 in some cities. CenturyLink had hoped to fix the problem overnight, but said this morning on Twitter they have found some additional technical issues. At the White House, Press Chief Sarah Sanders speaks to reporters this morning, and one asks her if President Trump believes he'll have a better chance of getting his border wall funding with Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House.
I think that's a question you'll have to ask Nancy Pelosi. Right now, what we've seen from her is that she's unwilling to actually do anything until she gets her speakership.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
After a California police officer is killed, allegedly by an illegal immigrant, President Trump again calls for tougher border security, tweeting, "Time to get tough on border security and build the wall." The Stanislaus County Sheriff says of the massive manhunt that continues for the suspect.
We have multiple teams utilizing our federal law enforcement partners, state and local, chasing down multiple investigative leads. We're not sparing any expense to hunt this suspect down and bring him to justice.
Officer Ronil Singh was shot and killed after he pulled the man over for suspected drunk driving. Sears Company Chairman Eddie Lampert has till 4 p.m. Eastern today to make good on his $4.6 billion offer to keep Sears afloat, but CNBC says Lampert has not submitted a bid or lined up any financing to buy the company out of bankruptcy. If he doesn't do so, liquidators are ready to break the company up into pieces. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Pictures and images of a bright blue light lighting up New York City's skies last night went viral on social media. A transformer explosion at a Con Edison substation in Astoria, Queens, was to blame for the strange glow. The explosion knocked out power to several parts of the city, including LaGuardia Airport, so the FAA briefly had to shut down flights there. There were no injuries reported from the explosion. A brief and unexpected snowfall in Sin City. The National Weather Service says snow wasn't in the Las Vegas forecast yesterday, but it was reported in the valley about midday, none of it really sticking in the lower elevations. Meteorologists say it was because of a cold front and abnormally low-hanging clouds, which combined to produce that odd weather. Netflix is now going to let the viewer decide how the story unfolds with one of its shows. This morning, Netflix released an episode of the TV series Black Mirror that's interactive. Viewers online are told to keep their mouse or trackpad close at hand during the show so they can choose from different storyline options as the show progresses. The Choose Your Own Adventure episode of Black Mirror is called Bandersnatch. It's about a young coder who helps create a computer game inspired by an adventure novel. Remember, you can get inspired by visiting us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's the way we roll, and that's what it's all about with God's help. You know for sure, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Will Graham is going to be joining us here in a few moments. We were supposed to originally talk back in February when we were in Nashville at NRB, the annual convention there. And, of course, the passing of his grandfather turned everybody's world around. And we carry in our hearts and our prayers the memories and legacy of Billy Graham. For me personally, especially, I experienced a crusade, had the honor and privilege to work on the 1985 crusade in Southern California, in Anaheim, California. 10 sold-out nights. That was a total gift to Southern California and to the world. Just to be around Dr. Graham. And the striking thing for me was to experience his sense of humility. In fact, I just watched the movie on his legacy, An Extraordinary Journey, One Extraordinary Man, One Extraordinary God. And Will Graham, let's bring you on right now. I guess just this incredible connection with your grandfather, but you being at his feet growing up, that just had to just be extraordinary.
Well, Bill, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Yes, thank you.
It was a great privilege. I love, the whole world knew him as Billy Graham. Mm-hmm. But for me and 18 other grandchildren, we called him Daddy Bill. And he was a grandfather to us. So on February 21st, when my grandfather, he passed away from this world into the everlasting world, into heaven, the world lost Billy Graham, but we lost our grandfather. So we miss our grandfather. We love him. We miss my grandmother, too. She was a lot of fun.
Yes.
She was a spunky one in the family, but we miss my grandpa.
Well, and if you think not, just read, Will, and speaking of spunky, we know her spunkiness. I loved one of her favorite quotes was somebody had asked her one time if she ever thought about divorce, and she said murder, but not divorce, never divorce, you know. Just talking about the reality of being married to this extraordinary individual. But also, I loved what is on her on her burial stone there, was the end of the end of construction. When I saw that, I was just so touched by it. But it really speaks of the spunkiness of your grandmother.
Yeah, she was. Both of them were a lot of fun, but my grandmother was the one that kept everyone grounded. My granddaddy gave leadership, but my grandmother gave fun, and she's the one that really ran the home while he was gone. And they're a great couple together, a true love story that you don't see often anymore in the world today, but they lived a true love story.
Well, the legacy of Billy Graham, of your grandfather, continues, and as was cited in this movie about his extraordinary life, was that that your grandmother was the tether to his balloon. I mean, you know, the vision that your grandfather caught when Jesus got a hold of him and his prayer to God, it was just so genuine and very simple. And that legacy of prayer, of course, your father has caught. I've spoken with your father on a couple of occasions and, you know, continue to encourage and pray for the ministry and for what your father's doing in prayer and leading prayer. And I know that's your heart as well, Will, that it does change things. And we saw what happened in the 2016 elections. Your father out there on the state steps, capitals, buildings across the country, leading thousands in prayer because we knew certainly what was at risk, number one. And more importantly, is that God had the answer. It wasn't going to be the answer wasn't going to come from Hillary Clinton or any political figure or any man at all. It's God himself. This is his popcorn stand, so to speak, right?
Well, you know, my dad believes that a lot of the problems that we're facing in our country are spiritual problems. And it's because we as a country, we've turned our back on God. Right. And my dad wanted us a time that we could go around the country and to pray for our nation, to pray for those leaders. As Christians, we are commanded to pray and to lift up those people who God has placed over us. Mm-hmm. And so whether they're Democrat or Republican, liberal or conservative, it doesn't matter. We pray for those people. And so Dad wanted to take time to pray for our leaders. You know, our leaders, whether we like them or not, they have to carry a burden that most of us will never know or fully understand. And I think of the president, whoever the president is, they got to carry and make decisions every day to run our country and to keep us safe and things that we'll never know about. And they alone carry that burden. And only right now there's 45 presidents in our country's history, and 45 presidents have only carried that burden. And no one else will know what that burden's like. And so it's a tough job. And that's why we need to pray for those, not just our president, but for all those over us, even our local mayors and sheriffs and town councils. We need to be praying for those people that God will give them wisdom on how to run our communities and our nation.
Exactly. And what we can do, you know, to come alongside that effort, because as the Bible is clear, it is God that places authority in these positions. And for whatever reason, whatever lesson we need to learn, whatever we need to be able to do together under their individual leadership. Will, the other thing that grabbed a hold of me recently, you know, I thought about this, you know, you think about being president of the United States. I mean, is that the greatest on the job training position you could ever have? I mean, it's not like you go to college and say, I think I want to be president, so what, you know, teach me how to be president of the United States. I mean, it's like, hey, bring your skill set to the Oval Office and, you know, welcome to the number one position in the free world, right?
Well, I remember when Bill Clinton came down to my granddad's library dedication, and my grandfather, Bill Clinton, were longtime friends. And still are, and you know, we're friends until my granddaddy passed away. But Bill Clinton, he made dissent. He says he goes, I don't think there's any president, including myself, Bill Clinton, that is, that as soon as you walk into the Oval Office, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm way over my head. I mean, and he said, and it caused him to cry out to God, you know, that said, yes. God, I'm over my head. You know, I've won this thing, and now I don't know what do I do? I don't know what to do. It's a hard thing to understand. There's only been 45 people that have held that position, and whether you like it or not, these men carry or women carry these burdens that we have to make decisions, and we need to be really praying for them. It's a hard job. I don't know why anybody would want it. That's for sure.
Yeah, it is. Unless you've been there, as you said, a very select few. And when you read the personal journalings of presidents from George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, they turned to God, because they understood intrinsically. God says he just puts that impression. It is on our very hearts and our minds and our conscience that he is Creator God and he is the answer. And fortunately, we've had 45 presidents turn to God on many occasions. Will Graham is with us. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, Redeemed. Stay with us, America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
The way you like it's fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Thy will be done. You know, it's the question that confronts us at that point in our life, at that crossroads, at that intersection. Are we going to, you know, as God had said to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Are you at that intersection where you're willing to surrender and cry out and let God's will be done in your life? Our conversation with William Franklin Graham IV, an American Christian evangelist, executive director of the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove, and associate evangelist of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Will Graham continues with us. We're going to be talking about his book, Redeemed. But before we do, Will, we saw you playing the role of your father in the movie Unbroken Path to Redemption, of course, the story of Louis Zamperini. What was that like?
Well, it was nerve-wracking. I'm used to being a pastor and preaching and doing everything in one take, per se. But listen, it was a great experience. I had a wonderful time doing it. I'd never been on a movie set, period. And so just to be there and to participate in the movie. And here's the best part. One is I got to play my grandfather, Dr. Billy Graham, in it and preach his 1949 sermon. And I got to be part of the bigger story of Louis Zamperini, which is, I mean, a true American legend. And so I'm so grateful to have a small part in that movie. And just to have a small part was a huge blessing to me.
And you had an opportunity to connect with Louis' son, Luke, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, Luke and I, we had met earlier that year. Matter of fact, I had just gotten the part when he and I just happened to meet in Forest Falls, California, up in the San Bernardino Mountains.
Right.
Which is an important place for my grandfather, where he made one of the most important decisions. I was up there teaching, and he came by to visit, and that was the first time we really got to meet in person, and we just became good friends. And so we've always stayed in contact and encouraged one another, but I'm grateful for he and Lisa and the job they're doing with their foundation and helping young inner-city kids come to know Christ.
Exactly. Well, Will, I'm sure the other grandkids go, hey, how come Will gets to play granddad? How come not us, right?
Well, there was a few that said they wanted the part, but I think they wanted someone who was a preacher. I do have one cousin. He's the youngest. He's probably the most spitting image of my granddaddy. The guy, he lives out in California. He's my youngest cousin. And his dad is my dad's brother, and he is a spin image of Billy Graham, a young Billy Graham. He's tall like my granddaddy. He's thin like my granddaddy. He's got the wavy hair like my granddaddy. So if he was going on looks, they should have gotten him.
Well, they chose you, and I've got to say, you did an outstanding job for your first time. With all the prayer, like you say, it's a difference when you're preaching. You know, it's take one. You just get one take of it, and you thank the Holy Spirit for being there with you, carrying you through the sermon, and sharing the words of life and love that you do. And, it's a different deal altogether. And, of course, the pressure on your shoulders. I mean, here's this seminal moment of the movie of Louis Zamperini, falling before God and realizing that, that's what he needed. But I want to talk about your new devotional book, Redeemed. How did this come about, Will?
Well, it actually came in conjunction with the movie. I've been asked a number of times to write a book. And every time I asked God, God, do you want me to write this book? God's answer was no. And God never told me the reason why, just said no. And this is I'm going back a number of years. And then all of a sudden during the movie, I got approached by a publisher, and they said, Will, would you want to write a book at this time? And I said no, because that was the answer God had always given me.
Right,
God just hadn't allowed me to do it yet. And to be honest, I went back and I started to pray about it, because I hadn't prayed about it. I just answered no. And I realized God now did want me to write a book. And so and we decided to write a devotional book just to talk about some of these God stories of things I've seen all around the world. So it kind of it has nothing to do with the movie. It just time-wise, it came about the same time as the movie did. So it's been a busy year.
Well, you got the movie, you've got the 100th, which would have been the 100th birthday of your grandfather on November the 7th. It's a bit of a commemorative. I mean, as God would design it, and maybe not necessarily the way you or I would do it, But, you know, there he is being God again, you know. Right.
Yeah. It has. It's been, I mean, and I say this, you know, start this year, start, I finished the movie a year ago. Then my grandfather would pass away. He would die in the editing process. He would never see the movie, but he didn't need to see the movie. Like, people said, too bad he didn't see it. I was like, he lived it. He knew it better than anybody else. He didn't need a movie to tell him what had happened.
Right.
He lived it. You know, and then, so the movie came out. The book was written. The book was actually written before my granddaddy died. I had to go back and change some things and to write about my grandfather in past tense, which was a little bit tough. Not from an editing standpoint, but just an emotional standpoint. And now it's his 100th birthday, and now my book's been released. So it's been an incredible busy year. It's been a wonderful year, and I hope all of it will point to the Lord Jesus Christ, how God can change lives. He changed my grandfather's life. He changed Louis Zamperini's life. And this book just captures some of, even stories about Louis Zamperini, but also about people I've seen around the world, how God has changed their life. And so I'm so grateful for that.
Well, and this is very vulnerable. I mean, heartfelt. I mean, you're sharing some very personal stories about your granddaddy. Share a couple of the special ones, if you would.
Yeah, there's one on when I was, I believe it was, and it may have been the Anaheim Crusade that you alluded to at the beginning of your show. I can't remember. I remember being in California. We'd come out to a crusade. It'd be about that same time, that same age I was when this took place. And I was a young boy at the time. And we pulled up to the hotel, and there was a huge line of people outside the hotel. And we couldn't believe it. I mean, I didn't know what was going on. I go inside, and I realize they were all in line. I'm talking about this line's maybe 400 yards long. Wow. Going outside the building, in through the building, and into the ballroom where my grandfather had finished speaking to everybody, and he was taking turns to shake hands and get a picture with everybody. So there was a long line, but I didn't want, as a grandson, I didn't want to stay in line. And so I was trying to be nice. I was trying to wait my turn. So when one couple walked off, I was going to jump in front of the next couple and just hug my granddaddy.
Uh-huh.
And I started making a jump, and a police officer held me back and said, and he was real nice. He was only doing his job. He said, son, the line's back over there. And I'm like, I know. I saw it. It's like 400 yards. I don't want to be in that line. I didn't say that, but I'm thinking that. And all of a sudden, my granddaddy got down on his knee and said, Will, and had his arms open wide. And now the cop realized, you know, I'm someone special to this man. And so I ran and hugged my granddaddy. And what it taught me was, and my granddaddy wasn't trying to teach me something. He was just trying to love on me. But what it taught me was that when you always have access to your father, and it's because you're related to him. And because we're related to God through Jesus Christ, we have a relationship with God. Now we have access with God, our Father, anytime we want it because of what Christ did.
Well, Will, we're so grateful, you know, for the legacy of your granddaddy, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, so many resources, what your dad, Franklin, is doing and praying for this country and leading the charge for prayer, especially for a time as this. We wish you all of Godspeed and God's best, Will Graham, you and your family. How can people be in touch with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association if they want to donate and find out more information and get their hands on your book?
Well, you can go to our website, billygraham.org, or you can go to billygrahambookstore.org, and you can find my book there.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
CenturyLink is working to restore internet and phone connections to customers nationwide. Customers in Chicago, L.A., Phoenix, Dallas, Seattle, Denver, Albuquerque, Boise, parts of Montana, Minnesota, all without CenturyLink service. They say outages have left some people unable to even call 911 in some cities. CenturyLink had hoped to fix the problem overnight, but said this morning on Twitter they have found some additional technical issues. At the White House, Press Chief Sarah Sanders speaks to reporters this morning, and one asks her if President Trump believes he'll have a better chance of getting his border wall funding with Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House.
I think that's a question you'll have to ask Nancy Pelosi. Right now, what we've seen from her is that she's unwilling to actually do anything until she gets her speakership.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Way like us, fresh and independent. Back with you, Bill Martinez here, as we are every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Lee Lindquist is going to join us in just a moment, the chief of geriatrics at the Northwestern Medicine, because we want to talk about older adults who have increasing and unmet home-based needs or just are reluctant to accept help and may find themselves in an unsafe living situation. Now, this refusal to accept support is not only dangerous for older adults, but it also weighs heavily on their families, right? Well, Northwestern Medicine geriatrics researchers set out to better understand this reluctant behavior by going directly to the source, adults age 65 and older. The objective of the study was to understand the perspectives of older adults about accepting help at home and the fears related to the potential loss of independence. As I said, Dr. Lee Lindquist joins us. Dr. Lee is the chief of geriatrics at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Lindquist, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much.
Oh, I should say how. Forgive me. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's one of those names could go either way. And
well,
you're absolutely right. There's so many seniors that we worry about. So many of us know seniors who, you know, could use help, but they are reluctant to accept it. And many of them feel like if they start accepting help, it's going to be one step closer to the nursing home, which is actually the reverse. If you accept help in the home, we know you're going to stay in your home longer. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing it more as people are getting older, you know, as our country is aging, too.
Right. Well, Dr. Lindquist, you know, the results of the survey were quite telling. Share some of the results with our audience, if you would.
We interviewed seniors as part of this research project that we're doing here at Northwestern Medicine, and one of the things we asked our seniors, besides why are you refusing care, is also, you know, how can we overcome this refusal? Because ultimately we want our seniors to age in place and age comfortably in place. And so we said, you know, how can we get seniors the help they need so that they can keep aging in place? And so, you know, a common theme that we heard was, you know, it's not about losing independence, because no one is completely independent. In our society, we depend on each other, you know, for so many things. It's more about being interdependent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, knowing that your neighbors are next to you, they're helping you and so forth. There's so much interdependence. And accepting help is not about losing any independence. It's about just changes in interdependence.
Right. I mean, nobody wants to be a burden, right? I mean, you got the burden perspective that comes into play here, right?
Yeah, exactly. But what was interesting is that one of our, a few of our seniors said, you know what, whenever I help somebody, I feel warm fuzzies. I have this feeling of joy.
Exactly.
So if I allow somebody to help me, it's me enabling them the opportunity to experience this joy. And that's kind of going along with the holiday spirit. We know we feel better, we feel good when we help others.
Mm-hmm.
So if we accept help, that's a way of making others feel good. So
exactly. It's a circle. It's a circle that blesses everybody. Again, we're reminded, you know, to what you're saying, that old saying, it's better to give than to receive. And, you know, it's a little bit of that that perspective coming into play, is it not?
Absolutely, absolutely. And so instead of talking to seniors and saying, you know, your memory is going, you need helpers, or, you know, your function is getting worse, I need to get somebody in there, it's better to say, you know what, I have a friend who wants to volunteer, or there's somebody who is a really good cook and wants to, you know, learn your way of cooking or learn how to, you know, work with seniors more. So they're going to come over and you guys can partner and work together.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's more of a, it's not because of what you're doing wrong. It's more of, let's work together, because this is a way of this person feeling better.
Exactly. Well, as you say, you know, we need to pause a moment and, you know, reframe and consider the concept, as you say, of being independent and becoming interdependent, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of fun, because instead of thinking of us as growing old, it's thinking about us as growing up.
Yes.
And this is just the next phase of your life when you're turning 78 and 90. And that's why we built the website planyourlifespan.org here at Northwestern Medicine, primarily as a way of helping people plan for when they turn 70, 80, or 90 and they might need help, so that they can have a greater input into making decisions like, I want to live in my own home, I want this person helping me, you know, this is what I want done in my own home. So
right.
It's a way of helping families communicate with their seniors, but then also seniors knowing what's available to them, because it's a publicly available website that's free to use that connects you with local resources. And so it's a great way of kind of having the conversation or thinking about what you might need in this fourth quarter of your life.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Lee, what are some other strategies that you found that were helpful in overcoming refusal?
Yeah, so besides reframing and contributing to others, we talked about, or we heard a lot about, you know, overcoming that initial ask.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody remembers the first time they've asked out somebody, you know, or asked the first time to do something, and it's really a tough thing to do the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But then after you do that first ask, it gets easier. So seniors said, you know, the first time I asked for help, it really threw me. But then after I got past it, it was so much easier to do. And on the flip side, you know, as, you know, people living around seniors, when we see a senior that might need help, saying, you know what, hey, I'm going to work with you on this, let's do it together, you know, so that they don't even have to do that initial ask. So
exactly.
Pretty much volunteering to help, or even saying, we're going to do this together so we can fix it.
Well, we're visiting with Dr. Lee Lindquist. She's a geriatrician and head of geriatrics at Northwestern Memorial Hospital and Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. She is a published author, educator, and national expert in the care of older adults. So we're taking advantage of her experience and helping us understand, because, I mean, you know, as we're living longer, Dr. Lee, you know, I think we're all faced with we're either going to be cared for or we're going to be caring for somebody, right?
And it's probably both. Right. Because many of us have been caregivers in our lifetime, and I always say it's kind of a full circle. You know, our parents took care of us when we were younger, so now it's our way of paying back or paying forward. You know, for them taking care of us, we're going to be taking care of them. And I think seniors have such rich histories. So literally they are walking history, whether it's learning about World War II directly from people that were there, you know, or people who have lived through the Depression. It's amazing what seniors can tell us. So I think it's a really rich relationship that we can have with seniors.
Yeah, what I've appreciated, of course, you know, I do this for a living. I interview people, and I love to hear their stories. And the stories of older people is so phenomenal because of the experience. I mean, they've lived for decades. Things that you theoretically may have thought could be applicable, they'll look at you like, what are you, some kind of knucklehead? You know, come here, let me give it to you straight. Because there's just something about seniors that have a very pragmatic approach because it's bathed in experience, and it's so rich there, and it's available. And unfortunately, in our culture, we seem to want to, you know, kind of warehouse seniors and put them away somewhere until their life is done. And we miss out on those stories.
That's terrible. I agree with you. Yeah. And keeping them in our society, active members of our community, is so important, which is why at Northwestern we love doing research that kind of helps get the seniors' voice. For this research, we interviewed seniors because seniors know what they want. And so that's why, you know, it's great to hear their stories and to use what experiences they have into building a better society.
Mm-hmm. And the bottom line of all this, whether you're a senior or yet to be one, you know, I believe one of the main driving issues of happiness in life is for us to have a sense of productivity, that we're adding to somebody's day and we're adding to life. And to be given that opportunity is a real blessing, and I think a lost opportunity if we don't take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Lee Lindquist, where can our listeners go for more information?
Sure. They can go to planyourlifespan.org. It's available publicly, free of charge. It's here at Northwestern Medicine. Or they can visit the Northwestern Medicine Geriatrics website.
She's the chief of geriatrics at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Lee Lindquist has been with us. Dr. Lee, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
You take care.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Christmas time is here, and happiness and cheer are fun for all that children call their favorite time of
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, it's the season, huh? But don't forget the reason of what it's all about. It will keep you merry and gay, no doubt. Doug McKinnon joins us now, former Pentagon Public Affairs exec, now an author. And, of course, we're going to talk a bit about Christmas and the holiday season. Doug, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Hey, good to have you here. I have this sense that we're through, I mean, it's still there, I mean, the war on Christmas and some of this political correctness, but I think that, you know, America, Main Street America is, you know, culture weary over this political correctness attitude over Christmas, although we had a situation where a principal of a school looked at a candy cane, maybe they read something historically, and realize that Christians have been looking at a candy cane for a long time and saying, hey, look at that that little twist at the end of the candy cane is reminiscent of the shepherd staff. Looks like a J, stands for Jesus. The red stripe in there, the blood of Jesus, the white, the purity and holiness of the season. And, of course, she put this all together and put out an edict that candy canes were no longer acceptable on their campus, all right?
Well, and that's going on still, I think, Bill. I think, to your point, mainstream America is tired of the subject. But I also think, and I talked about it recently on a couple of shows, was the fact that over the last five decades, I think, unfortunately, whether it's Christians, Republicans, conservatives, or just people with common sense, we've sort of ceded the three major megaphones of the country, that being the media, entertainment, and academia, the left. And God bless those folks, but a lot of them would prefer not to have any faith-based institutions, period. And, you know, so target one initially became sort of Christmas and to remove Christ from Christmas. And there was a great deal of success over the last five decades in doing that. I think Donald Trump, President Trump, was good to bring the subject back up. And he got it back on a lot of radar screens. But then if you look at the Pew Research Center last year, They were just saying that, in fact, sort of Christmas is still losing, even with President Trump's support, as more and more people fall away from their faith. And unfortunately, more and more people still are hesitant to say Merry Christmas now out of fear of offending somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I can appreciate that. What we've been sharing on this show is that it really comes down to what's in your heart. I mean, here it is this particular season. We've got, 6 weeks of Christmas like no other. And I keep reminding people, I mean, I can't believe that all these years I never really stopped to consider, you know, compared to any of the other holidays on our country's calendar, Christmas goes on for weeks. And this is a time for us to, you know, be blessed, give ourselves a respite. And if we ever needed it in this country, Doug, it is right now with all this contention that's going on. So what's wrong? I mean, after all is said and done, you know, kind of like with the Donald Trump attitude, you know, what do you got to lose? You know, what have you got to lose here to trust God for his word and for the blessings that we've had, including, you know, we're starting with the founding of this country that is so exceptional. Our founding fathers knew it. Our first president knew that it was the hand of divine providence that gave us this country. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, which another founding father stated very clearly that it was designed for a people of morality. And where do our morals come from? If it doesn't come from, you know, our religious views, then, you know, we run grave risk here. So Merry Christmas is a blessing. And what my attitude has been in my heart is I want to bless people for the holiday. And I may say Merry Christmas, and if they say Happy Holiday to me, I'm not offended because I know in some cases there are dictates from corporate America that says, thou shalt not say Merry Christmas. But it's not like they're telling me I can't say Merry Christmas. I understand they're saying Happy Holiday, but it's counterintuitive within their spirit, Doug, to say anything but Merry Christmas because that's what we grew up with. That's what we understand, our calendar, you know, everything about our Christian faith is so encompassed and entwined in our culture that you can deny it just like you can deny gravity. But look at, there's consequences for denying gravity. When you hit the ground, you find out, hey, look at, you know what, it still exists.
Well, that's right. And then I think, Bill, ultimately, if the Christmas season serves no other purpose than to remind us all that there's a lot of people out there, especially children, still in need in this country.
Right.
And if we take the time to help, I grew up, for instance, I grew up in abject poverty and I grew up homeless as a child.
Mm.
And so poverty for me was never an academic exercise.
Right.
And I've learned over the years that, and I think you'll agree with this, we're never going to solve poverty in the macro sense.
Mm.
But we can impact it dramatically in the micro sense, meaning that you and I and all of our friends, we all know someone, whether it's a business colleague, whether it's a family member, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's a stranger, who needs something, who needs some help. And if each one of us, especially at Christmas time, just helps that one person, I honestly believe that impact, that positive impact, that Christmas season impact will be larger than all of the charities in the United States.
Without a doubt. And Doug, you bring something up so important, because when you go back and you study the history of Christmas and where it grew out of. I mean, for a very, very short period of time, it was to honor the ruling class. But I mean, that came and went so quick that it, what it ended up doing, and again, I think this is the hand of God in it, and to your very point here, is that it gave way to giving gifts to the poor and honoring them. And, you know, we do that. And in a mix of other contributions in the Christmas season, but I agree with you. I mean, case in point, you know, this country has spent, how many trillions of dollars in 50 years? Some incredible number of trillions. I think it's like $23 trillion since the war on poverty with Lyndon Baines Johnson, and we haven't moved the needle. I mean, it went from 15% to 15.1%. So your point's well taken, and Jesus even said, look, you'll always have the poor with you. And so, I think that when he said that, it wasn't like, oh, what a bummer, you're always going to... I think he gave us a call for stewardship with the poor, to come alongside when he said, you will always have the poor with you. And if you look at it that way, it gives you a little bit different perspective to where you understand that Look, this is where they are, where the poor is right now. And but for the grace of God and, you know, some, you know, special things in your life, you may not be there. You may not have to deal with homelessness. But there are people that are dealing with homelessness that are living out of hotels and worse yet, out in the parks. I mean, I live here in Florida, and it's amazing to see, you know, how they're able to survive. It blows me away. I was in California where I grew up. And over around Angel Stadium, there was a church nearby that was supporting the homeless, and the city came and says, you can't do that. And so now the city is being overwhelmed right next to Angel Stadium because all the homeless people have moved under the freeway over ramps and structures there. And so they've got quite a homeless compound, that has developed, in the last year, particularly there in Anaheim, California.
Right. And exactly. And that's the thing, too. I sat down a few years ago with some ministers and priests and just talked about this in general in terms of people falling away from their faith and sort of removing Christ from Christmas in so many ways. And they thought one of the best ways to reintroduce that was in stories where you appeal to a wide secular audience and drop in hints about what Christmas really means. And so that's why, you know, this year I have a book out called The North Pole Project.
Yes. Congratulations, by the way, Matt. Yeah.
Thank you. But, you know, but it folds in all of the messages that we're talking about. And for me, again, with a book like this, I didn't take a dime and ever any proceeds go to charity because I think when the subject is so spiritual like this, that's what you're supposed to do. So.
Right. Well, Doug, the other thing here, and you bring up a great point, and that is that, you know, when you're out there serving, you have less time to be frustrated. I mean, there's lots of things you can be frustrated about in our country right now. But at the very heart of the joy of this season is that, follow God's lead. I mean, he came to serve. He didn't come to be served. And we are, as his followers, to follow his lead here. And so if we can apprehend and hold on to a servant's heart, I got to say, this Christmas season will be like none other. And what you will be able to pass on to your kids and your grandkids as a result of it will be something that will make every Christmas going forward extremely unique and very, very special.
Well, that's exactly right, Bill, and that's ultimately the Christmas message, right?
Exactly, and it's one of service, and that's the opportunity that we have right now. And of course, that is counterintuitive what is out there in the culture right now. All this backbiting and and fussing and fighting over this. I mean, that really doesn't serve. It's not serving the greater good. It's a waste of time, a waste of energy and resources, isn't it?
It is indeed, and it's one of those things where it's frustrating all of us, and, you know, our sort of Congress has turned into a nursery school and a giant sandbox where nobody gets along, and a good Christmas present for the country would be if those guys can figure out how to get along again.
Well, maybe we'll get them a copy of your North Pole Project book, huh? It's for those who believe. Doug Michael McKinnon has been with us. And, Doug, the book is available at all the usual places, and we're going to link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com.
Thank you so much, Bill.
You got it. Thank you.
It's a joy to talk to you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. God bless.
You bet.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week.